Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. I'm Michael Harrison. Yes, it's me again. It's almost as if we hope that it wouldn't be me and it would be Dr. Joy herself. And as a matter of fact, we do have some reruns planned for the next few days, and I'll tell you about that. But I am just deeply privileged, deeply humble, and extremely challenged on a personal, professional, and personal on a personal level and a professional level, having the opportunity to fill in here. In the aftermath of the passing of dear Dr. Joy Brown. And yesterday's program, which was the second in a series of three shows that we're doing, we did one on Friday, we did one yesterday, and now we're doing this one today, in which we're paying tribute to Dr. Brown. And yesterday was the Listener Day, and we had an amazing array of listeners from all around the country telling personal stories about their relationship with Dr. Brown as listeners to her, how she impacted their lives, how she helped them with problems, how she inspired them to do new things in terms of their lives and their goals and their dreams. And it was just a cathartic, very moving, therapeutic experience for me and for my wife, Bernadette Duncan, who will join us again. Bernadette is a behind-the-scenes broadcaster. Actually, Bernadette, you really never were on the air other than in isolated little bits and pieces until this last couple of days.
You are correct, Michael. This has been quite an experience for a talk show producer who basically, as you know, I screened calls and tracked down guests, and I did behind the scenes. I held the hand of the hosts along the way.
And you're holding the hand of this host. this is very challenging. This is very, very difficult terrain in terms of a broadcast. Not that I'm asking for anybody's, to feel sorry for me. I'm just, hey, this is a therapy show. This is a Dr. Joy Brown show. This is a psychology show. I'm just sharing my feelings. It's a very, very challenging experience, and one that I don't think I'll ever be the same. And we're not even sure where it's going, which is actually the way all of life is. But we fool ourselves into thinking we know where things are going. I think it was John Lennon who's credited with saying, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. And very seldom do the plans that people make for themselves actually come to fruition. And one of the problems I find in that concept is that we often don't answer the door to opportunity when it knocks, because it's not on our radar. It's not what we think is going to happen. So when the real opportunities of our life come, somebody that you're meant to be with, a change of path in terms of your career or what you're doing, we don't take it because we don't expect it and we're not set up for it. So I guess we all have to realize that none of us really know where we're going. You can have a plan, you can have hopes, you can have expectations, but you got to be ready for anything, I would think.
In fact, Joy herself, Dr. Joy Brown herself, would say life is all about how you handle Plan B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe even Plan C, The telephone number, and I'm not quite sure how this all works. They have this number that they're saying, and we will not have it for long. The announcer is saying, here's Dr. Joy to answer your questions, and there's a number. I guess it works because people have been calling on it, so if you want to use that, that's fine. I have another number that's just numerical, no letters. It's 877-807-4048. And I'm going to say it slowly, 877-807-4048, because one of my peeves about listening to talk radio is the hosts sometimes say the numbers so fast that you can listen to it 12 times and not have any clue as to what it is. Sometimes they say it like 877-807-4084, and not even in that cadence of da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da-da. 877-807-4048. Our brain is geared to take it in a certain rhythm. Otherwise, the same numbers in a different rhythm will not at all like register. It's crazy how the human mind works. If you want to call and talk about Dr. Joy, if you want to talk about what this program has meant to you, or if you want to talk about the things that Dr. Joy would enjoy talking about. And I mentioned yesterday, sometimes she felt restrained by her adherence to the tenets of traditional academic clinical psychology. Her strength sometimes kept her from going into areas that she enjoyed talking about when she wasn't in the role of clinical psychologist. But as, say, a movie critic or a theater critic or philosopher, the broader picture of the human condition was really what Dr. Joy was interested in. And I'm open to that today because I think that in honoring her, rather than overstaying our welcome and turning this into a depressing, maudlin experience, I would rather it be more not just a celebration of her life, but a celebration of her interests. And again, we'll see which way it goes, but that's kind of an open invitation for those of you who listened to, followed, and loved Dr. Joy Brown. Call us and talk about things that you might have wanted to say to her or that you thought she'd be good at talking about. In the meantime, we have on the line a person who I have become very friendly with over the last few days. I have not met her in person, but we've talked on this program, and she is about as close to the topic as anybody could be. Alana Sinclair, Dr. Joy Brown's sister in San Diego. Alana, are you with us?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. I feel like I know you really well, too. At least I know your taste. I'm having chocolate cereal in honor of Joy, but I'm going to bring you some halva.
Yes, the halva.
I'm so glad you're taking a little spin with this because for the last couple of days, I've been contributing. I used to call Joy's phone, you know, WOR or whatever, wherever she was, I'd call in as a caller, and she'd recognize my voice right away. But I had a lot of questions, and that was fun. And then I did go to her birthday party with my brother. I'm kind of the youngest, so I kind of hang back. I'm more quiet. Today I decided, no, I want to share a story. And this is kind of like a family thing. Joy came to all the reunions, and when my dad passed, it was during the winter, and there was a huge snowstorm. So my husband and I went to go pick her up, and we all know how bright Joy was. I mean, she had such a quick wit and humor, and she was fearless about everything. But snowstorms and planes, she was kind of a little bit nervous. So my husband came with a special brain teaser or riddle that we gave her, and it was kind of a long way back to the house from the airport. And he told it to her, and in 2 minutes, she had solved it. I mean, this is one that people have talked about. 1 in 1,000 get it right, and Joy just got it right on the spot.
Oh, really? Are you challenging the rest of us now?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
Also, one very quick thing, too, is Joy's energy. I don't know that people really got what my sister was all about in terms of her writing books and going on speeches, you know, going on tour and going to the Y or Pilates. Or she was one beautiful physical specimen of a person and quite the role model for me. Again, this morning I decided to go to the Y before I got on the phone, And she like my mom. I want to tell you one more quick thing, and then I'll let
tell me the quick thing after the break, Alana. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. We're talking with Alana Sinclair, Joy Brown's sister, and we have a lot more coming here on the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm
Michael Harrison here with Bernadette Duncan, 877-807-4048 on the Dr. Joy Brown Show. And we have some folks lined up to join us on the phone, so we're going to get to them. But we're talking with Alana Sinclair, Dr. Joy Brown's younger sister. And Alana, you you said you had a story for us, so we are anxiously on the edge of our seats waiting for it.
Well, it's really not that exciting, but to me it was kind of funny. As I mentioned in another program, my sister, my mom, and I went on a cruise to Alaska together. It was a very special time. My mom, I think, was in her late 80s, early 90s, and my sister was always excited about my mom running up and down the stairs versus taking the elevator and, you know, really being physically fit. And to this day, my mom's still 95, got all the energy of just amazing energy. She was, I think, Joy's role model as well as all of ours. And my mom used to say, every day is my birthday. And or maybe it was my sister and my mom just copied them. But I remember that was one of our favorite, as our family says, every day is my birthday. When you put your feet on the floor and get out of bed, that's what you say. And it kind of is a perfect segue to what you were saying too, Michael, that every day is a new day. So if you have a new career coming up, go for it. And that was Joy's philosophy. And I'd love to hear more stories from other people. I'm going to just be quiet and listen for the rest of the program. And I so appreciate this is the best ever. You know, I couldn't be upset with Joy for not telling me how to grieve the loss of her, because this is what she would have loved. And I thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for having this thing open for us to share.
Very powerful words, Alana. I really appreciate it. And it's very comforting to me, because I am racked with doubt every step of the way that I have been doing this for the last two programs and the beginning of this one, in just how to handle it as appropriately as possible. It's so easy in a free-form situation such as a radio show such as this to make a total fool of yourself, to be misunderstood, to say something when you grasp for a word or a concept that for the sake of filling that space and saying something meaningful that can either belie your true intentions or just come across wrong or just be a stupid thing to say. So you have comforted me greatly, not just in terms of the grief that I share with the people involved in this broadcast, but my personal feelings as to how I present myself within this particular picture.
Michael, Joy would say, you go, guy. And
wow.
Well done, Cookie. And kiddo, I am so proud of you. She's whispering those things right in my ear. So thank you.
All right, Alana, we will talk again, and I do hope that
for sure.
As I continue to do some of these shows going forward, that you will be part of our family and continue.
It would be a pleasure.
Yeah, it's important. Very good. Thank you, Alana. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you, listeners. Bye.
All right, that's Alana Sinclair, and amazing, amazing ability to be open with her feelings. And so appreciated, considering the nature of the event that we are sharing. 877-807-4048 is the number. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show. I'm Michael Harrison. My wife, Bernadette Duncan, is with me in the studio holding my hand. And we're going to go to New Jersey, where Emily has been patiently standing by on the telephone. Emily, are you still with us?
I'm here. Yes. Hi.
Hi. You're on the radio.
Michael, I'm so glad that you're doing this. It's really nice to feel that connection to, you know, to other listeners who also really feel her loss and really enjoyed her program. So I really appreciate it.
I appreciate your saying that. Tell us a little about yourself. I'm fascinated by the kind of people that are stepping up to the plate and speaking in such an open situation. So much of what we do in media today or in anything is clearly defined, clearly restrained by, you know, they're on the rails. You got to stay on the rails. But this is something quite different. So I'm just curious. What about you?
I've listened to Dr. Joy probably for about 15 years, first on WOR, and I would time my lunch breaks from work so that I could leave and be in the car, you know, at the time that she would be on to catch part of it. And then more recently via podcast, I feel like she's come with me everywhere, you know, when I'm out and about or even just doing chores around the house. You know, I always had her on. I think so much so that my kids got so used to hearing Dr. Joy in the background when I was, you know, making dinner or doing something that a couple of years ago, my son came to me. He was 9 and he said he needed some advice on something. He said, do you think that you can pretend to be Dr. Joy? And I'll ask you the question.
Oh, wow.
I said, actually, you could call her yourself and ask her. He said, really? And it was during spring break, so he happened to be home, you know, during the day when she was on the air. And I didn't know if he really did it, but he did it. He called up. And what I thought was so great about what she did on the call with him, that she really treated him like all other callers. You know, she wasn't patronizing at all. She didn't treat him like a kid. She treated him like any other person.
How old was he?
He was nine.
Nine?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
And she helped him work through the issue, and she really helped him arrive at the solution with her. And I just think it was a beautiful thing, you know, for a kid to learn at a young age that you can ask her for advice, and you can take it and you know, mold it to what works for you and make it yours.
How long ago did this occur?
It was about 2 years ago.
Okay, so he's still a little guy.
Yes.
Can you imagine when he's 20 and 30 and 40, he'll always have that memory. I'll bet you he will never forget the time that he talked to the radio psychologist.
Right. It was very brave.
I listened
to her for 15 years. I sometimes thought about calling, but I never actually called. But but he did it, and I just loved how she treated him. It was a real model of how to treat someone else, you know, even though he was a kid. And it was a really great experience.
Well, to show him the respect of being a human being. You know,
exactly.
You know, we talk about various groups in our culture that are mistreated or are treated with less respect. The children, it's tough being a kid. Now, a lot of kids don't always earn the respect that they think they should get. But just being a kid, you're treated like a kid. And I remember when I was a kid, whenever I ran into an adult who treated me like a person with respect, I always thought that was just the most inspiring thing.
Yes, you remember, right?
Yes, indeed. Emily from New Jersey, I hope that you call us again in the future if I have the fate to continue to be here for a while.
Thank you so much.
And our number, ladies and gentlemen, is 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison on the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. drjoypets.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The Dr. Joy Brown Show continues. I'm Michael Harrison. My wife, Bernadette Duncan, here in the studios. We're emanating from the studios of Talkers Magazine in Massachusetts, a place that has had Dr. Joy Brown on its pages many times over many, many years. We began covering her career when the publication began 26 and a half years ago, and she had already, at that point, been a major broadcaster in the radio industry. Taking calls. We're talking about Dr. Brown, but we're also talking about the larger picture of life that she liked to talk about, both on the air and off. because I am not a clinical psychologist and not bound by the traditions and tenets of that very, very esteemed profession, I have the freedom to take us in a number of directions. So as we continue to pay tribute to her, we're also paying tribute to the woman off the air who was a fabulous conversationalist, interested in so many things, and often felt that maybe it wasn't appropriate to talk about it on her program. So I'm going to take the liberty of expanding the territory at 877-807-4048. Let's go to Anna Maria, beautiful name, Anna Maria in Pennsylvania. Anna Maria, you're on the Dr. Joy Brown Show, and I'm Michael Harrison, having the privilege to take your call.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's ironic. I actually opened the computer today to listen because I wanted to call her about something that she had mentioned a while ago, and she said you can call any time about something, and it was going to be kind of funny. And I hear about her passing. I didn't know. Well, I was sick. I mean, I basically listen on podcasts. I've been doing that for years and years. And I actually just went out and bought the most expensive iPod Touch just for her show. That's all I listen to on my iPod.
Well, the good news is that you can continue to listen to her for years to come because her material will always be available. That's what's so... That's one of the beautiful things about this new internet and digital age we live in. Used to be radio would go off into the ether and goodbye. You'd do a show and there wasn't even a tape of it the next day. The company that owned the station or the network would use the tape to record another show on it because radio was considered such a perishable and, a throwaway. Today.
I will keep listening. But the reason I called actually wasn't the reason I called, but now would I find this. I'd like to tell you a story. She just loved it. I called her one time. She had gone off the air, off WOR, for a little bit, and then she came to Genesis. Meanwhile, of course, I only listened to podcasts. I didn't even know she went off the air. So then I found out, but I kept listening to my podcast because I had so many saved up. And I pulled into a gas station one day and got my gas, and then I turned my car on, and of course... I had her talking, and this man ran over to my car. He got out of his car in the gas station at the other pump. He ran over to my car, tapped on my window. I opened my window, and he said, "Where is she? Where is she?" And I, because he was, he knew she was off the air, and now he hears her talking on my radio. And I said, "I'm sorry, it's a podcast." He was so disappointed.
Oh,
when I called her and told her that story, she was delighted.
Oh, I'll bet.
For that story. Because she felt it was a very big honor, which it was,
I hope you told the gentleman where he could hear the podcast.
Well, yeah, I told him. I don't even think you could upload them at that time. What happened was she had been off the air for a little while, and they stopped, they stopped where you couldn't upload them anymore until she went to Genesis. Then you could start getting them again.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and she was just delighted. We laughed at her. I mean, she was just wonderful. I mean, unlike the other lady who said that she kept me company, I everywhere I drive in the car, she's on.
I think it says something about you, because the kind of people that would listen to Dr. Joy Brown were like the kind of people that would be her friend.
She was exactly. You felt like she was your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You felt she was the kind of person you could say anything to. She didn't care what the subject. I mean, unless somebody was really goofy, But for the most part, she was just wonderful with everyone, and she was funny. Oh, gosh, she was so funny sometimes. She had me laughing. She just was a terrific lady. I'm absolutely devastated. I mean, like many listeners are.
I'm sorry that I'm the one that brought you the news. This has been the challenge of what I'm doing. The news did not spread the way it would with a major celebrity passing away. And as we have been doing this show, this is the third day now, 3 hours a day. So we're in the first hour of the third day. So this is the seventh hour now of broadcasting. I'm aware that people are tuning in and only finding out for the first time.
That's what happened to me today. Oh,
yeah,
I guess because I listen to her podcast, pretty much.
Mm.
And if that's all you listen to, it never occurred to me because I've been going in every day and uploading that day's show. I uploaded yesterday's show, but I didn't listen to it yet.
Mm.
Because I've got a whole lot of them that are waiting to be listened to. Wow. And it was only because I wanted to talk about a subject she had talked about a while ago. And I said, well, I'll listen to the show live, and when there's an opportune moment, I'll call in.
Did you haven't mentioned that subject yet in this conversation?
Well, it was about Woodstock, and she was laughing. Maybe 2 weeks ago, she was talking about when Woodstock, and how she said, oh, so many people, if everybody went who said they went, you know. Well, I actually did go, and I was going to tell her, that either if people said they went to Woodstock and had a great time, they're either lying or they were stoned out of their mind, because it was a horrible experience. I went to Woodstock.
Wow. I'm so glad that you're saying that historical fact.
Yeah.
Because Woodstock, let me tell you something, Anna Maria, Woodstock was not even considered to be a marginal success. It wasn't even considered to be good for the people. Let me finish. The people that were there until 1 year later when the movie and the album came out. I was the king of the hippies in those days. What are you kidding me? I remember you at Woodstock. You were the girl swimming in that pond.
Oh, I was the one sleeping.
Is that you? Okay, I thought you were the one that was swimming in the pond.
No, I didn't make it to the movie because
it was so risque.
Pardon?
Nothing. I didn't say that.
Oh.
I hope somebody else heard it, though. Listen, Anna Maria, when the movie came out, it so glamorized the event that, you know, when you're sitting in a comfortable movie theater and you're watching a bunch of hippies in the mud, you know, starving and defecating and taking drugs and being freaked out.
That's what I said. You were either, somebody came up to me, my girlfriend and I are walking, we're bewildered, and he goes, Mescaline. I said Vaseline. I didn't even know what he was talking about. I was like, we just didn't understand what was going on.
How old were you?
Walking, my feet were swollen.
Anna Maria, how old were you?
One day. We had tickets for Saturday and
how
Sunday.
Anna Maria, how old were you at Woodstock?
I guess I was 24. 24.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so, I was a little bit, I guess I was about the average age.
Yeah. I was 21.
You were 21?
I was 21. I was not there. I was invited to go by some friends, and
yeah,
we
thought we were going to go to the concert. At the hotel,
room.
And then the next day go back for the second day. I mean, who knew? Who knew it was going to be like? I went home the next day. My mother didn't want me to tell anybody I was there. President Nixon called it a disaster area.
It was a terrible thing to be stuck in. But as I said, the movie and the album glamorized it.
I know.
But in the year between the event and the movie, people looked at it as, oh, what a horrible event. It was very uncomfortable and dangerous.
The thing that came out of it for me. The people that lived up there year-round, it was a community of, I guess, a very religious Jewish people. I don't know if they were Hasidic, but very religious Jewish people. And their Sabbath is Saturday. And let me tell you something. They were out there with hoses so the kids would have water. There was no water. There was very little food. There were very few bathrooms. But those people were out there and helping the kids. I mean, they didn't have to do that. We had invaded their area big time. And that was one nice thing that I never forgot, that they were out there to help the kids.
Wow.
But other than that was the only bright spot that I could see.
All right, Anna Maria, thank you so much for sharing that story, and keep the spirit of Woodstock alive. I think she hung up on me at that point. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's true. Bernadette, I didn't know you back in those days. You were probably 10.
Yeah. I was a nerdy 10, too. But my brother went off to a lot of those hippie events, so I saw it through his eyes.
Yeah. Oh, I could go on for hours about those days. We're going to be talking to Kathy in Atlanta when we come back from the break. 877-807-4048 is the telephone number. I'm Michael Harrison, and Bernadette Duncan here with me talking about stuff on the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started. It is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we are continuing to talk about Dr. Joy Brown and the world in which she lived. And you can participate. It's a wide open forum today, folks, at 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison. With me is Bernadette Duncan. And with us is Kathy from Atlanta. Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm doing okay considering the situation.
Exactly. I have to go in just a minute. I have a meeting, but I wanted to share a real quick story. I had have a window that I sit and look out of a lot, and it's fairly large and shows the backyard. And there's a yellow butterfly that comes from time to time. One day, my 7-year-old grandson and I were in the room together, and I said, you know, look, there's that butterfly that I see every now and then. So we decided we wanted to look it up and see if it had any particular significance, because there are never any other color butterflies that come around. So we Googled it, and there was a lot out there, of course, but the two main things we saw was it sometimes when people pass, they come back as a yellow butterfly to let you know that they're okay. Everything's fine. And they also come to bring hope. So several days later, after I had heard the news, when I heard the news one morning, I turned on the radio and they were announcing it. And I, you know, went, oh! And my son, who was here at the time, said, you know, what's wrong? And I said, my very favorite person on the radio, Dr. Joy Brown, has died. And his son overheard it a little bit, so he said that, you know, his son, Nana's favorite doctor, has died. So a few days later, I was in the room with my grandson, and the butterfly came, and he said, look, I think that's your doctor. I think she's come to tell you she's okay.
Mm.
Out of the blue. It was just a sweet story, and I wanted to share.
No, it's a beautiful story, and such things are possible. We have no way to know. I've heard stories about other animals. I've heard stories about cardinals. Red cardinals are the spirits of lost loved ones. And this is a theme that runs throughout literature, cosmology, theology, and psychology. It's very possible. Even if it isn't, it's a nice feeling and it's a nice thought. And it's a beautiful story. Now, unfortunately, Kathy, you got to go back to your meeting.
Yes, I do. Thank you for hearing me.
Okay, thank
you. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Camille in Florida, you're on the Dr. Joy Brown Show. I'm Michael Harrison.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I just wanted to call in because this is a woman that I've never met, never spoken to over the phone, but listened to 5 days a week for over 20 years.
Oh, my.
It was actually, I would be a little upset when I would tune in and she was on a much-needed vacation. I felt like, oh, no.
How dare her take a vacation and ruin your life?
Every afternoon. I mean, she was just such an awesome person. I just so admired her advice and her honesty and her, you know, she was such a humanitarian. She cared. And it came through. You could tell she cared. If you called her with an issue, she would help you. She was a no-nonsense person. You couldn't come to her with some nonsense because she would shut it down. But if you came to her openly and honestly, she would help you. And she did that time and time again. And her advice was just so on point. I mean, it was just common sense, but things that I wouldn't even think of until she would say it, and I would say, wow, that really makes sense.
Well, that's the whole idea. That's called, in the lingo, a takeaway. And,
a takeaway, yeah.
She provided takeaways. Camille, did you ever call her, or are you just a listener that never called?
I did not. I never did call her, but I learned so much from other callers and her advice to them. And, you know, there were a few times that I could really relate on a personal level. But just in answering their question, she was just so helpful to me. She just really was just someone that I just so admired. And I just loved her little, you know, tidbits about getting around New York on the subway. And she loved the Staten Island Ferry. And she was just awesome. She was like a friend. You know,
well, that's the way she approached it. You know, it's interesting. She did ride the subway. And I sometimes made fun of her. I said, why are you taking the subway? You know, I'm on the subway. Not that I am an elitist. I take the subway, too. But she's Dr. Joy Brown, you know.
Right.
And, you know, she had in New York City, she was somewhat famous. People saw her picture. They knew what she looked like. And when you go on the subway and you have a degree of celebrity and you're a woman by yourself, it's a vulnerable, you're vulnerable if you're a man by yourself. But, you know, she would go on the subway at all times. And I used to say, Joy, don't do that. Yeah.
And, she loved New York, and she just was an everyday person.
Camille,
she didn't have to be, but she was.
Camille, this is Bernadette. I wanted to just share a 30-second story. So when Joy was down part-time in Florida, she did not know what to do without her subway. So what did she do? She went out and finally bought herself an adult-sized tricycle to get to and from the grocery store. So, she was a New York City gal.
Yeah. And when we wanted to have dinner with her one night, and I said, all right, I'll come pick you up. No, you don't have to pick me up. I'll take the train. I said, no, Joy, the train is not the same down in Florida. That's Amtrak. It'll take you further from where you want to go. You'll have to take a cab. It's not the subway. It's an Amtrak. You don't go from Boca to West Palm on the Amtrak and then take it at night going back. And so I picked her up, but she was very much a regular person.
Yes, and you got that from her. She would talk about her hand-me-down clothes and her thrift shopping. I mean, you just got that she was your neighbor. She was your friend. She was just an everyday person, and it came across. I remember I was the Tuesday after her passing, I was actually in the doctor's office for my annual physical, and I just pulled up Facebook, and I saw that her sister had posted beautiful saying, and then she went on to, and I went on to read it, and I said, no, this can't be right. This can't be, I just listened to her Friday. This can't be. And it was shocking. It was so shocking to everyone.
Well,
I can't imagine you're in a dear friend.
You're in a large club when it comes to the shock value.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was brutal. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of people found out about it on Facebook. And, we live in a crazy time. Social media beats out all of the regular news now. Things break, and you don't know whether they're real or not. And that was the case with that terrible news. I was hoping it was not real, and, of course, it was. Camille, thank you for the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are heading to the top of the hour. We'll be back with another hour and then another hour. Love to hear from you. 877-807-4048. Michael Harrison and Bernadette Duncan on The Joy Brown Show.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.